Task 3. Remembrance is part of modern British life, culture, and heritage. It becomes a particular feature of the public calendar each year when public, private, formal and informal remembrance events take place throughout the UK. Armistice Day, which was renamed as Remembrance Day after World War II, is on the 11th of November. It marks the day World War I ended at 11 a.m. on the 11th day of the 11th month. The anniversary is used to remember all the people who died in both world wars and recent conflicts. There are usually ceremonies at war memorials, cenotaphs, and churches throughout the country. Wreaths are laid beside war memorials by companies, clubs, and societies. People also leave small wooden crosses by the memorials in remembrance of a family member who died in a war. A 2-minute silence is held at 11 a.m. to honour the memory of the victims of wars. The first 2 minutes of silence in Britain was held on the 11th of November 1919, when King George V asked the public to observe silence at 11 a.m. Remembrance Day is also known as Poppy Day, because it is traditional to wear an artificial poppy. They are sold by the Royal British Legion, a charity dedicated to helping war veterans. Leading up to Remembrance Day, people buy small paper poppies to show that they remember the sacrifices of those who died, and also to raise money to support serving and ex-service personnel and their families. From its association with poppies flowering in the spring of 1915 on the battlefields of Belgium, France and Gallipoli, this vivid red flower has become synonymous with great loss of life in a war.